Let's talk about your book. This is a really cool idea, and also the inspiration for the title and also the cover. If you could share with the listeners.
Sure. The Tides of Life comes from one of the things I love to do, and that is to sail. And as part of sailing a boat, you have to deal with forces that you can feel but you cannot see, like a wind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're ocean sailing, like tides and currents.
Right.
And these forces require navigation. You can't see them. You don't control them, but if you want to gain a direction, you have to know how to navigate them. And that's reflective. As I reflect on that whole concept that has to be developed in order to be a sailor, you have to develop a framework for making those choices in navigation. And that typifies a lot of the choices we have in life. One of the great privileges we have as humans is being created with the gift of choice. And probably one of the biggest issues for us as people is making the right choices and avoiding the wrong choices. And how do we do that when there are, in fact, forces in life that are out of our control, that we still have to make the choices? And so in the book, I go through some of the choices that I had to make in life and also raise the question that as we exercise this gift of choice, is there room for God to have his hand on the tiller? And that's obviously intended to, again, raise the question of God in people's life. So no matter where you're coming from, again, it's a valid question for people to be faced with, address, and decide, because that's what we've been given, the freedom to choose, and it's a wonderful, wonderful gift.